American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report on this Open Phone Friday, 26th day of August, 2005. I got to get into this, and we'll go back to your calls. On October 16, 2004, President Bush signed into law the Global Anti-Semitism Review Act. It establishes a special department within the U.S. State Department to monitor global anti-Semitism, reporting annually to Congress. This is more hate crimes legislation orchestrated by the International Jewish Religious Educational and Fraternal Organizations, B'nai B'rith, and its Anti-Defamation League. The new Department of Global Anti-Semitism is designed to make critics of Israel not only into anti-Semites, but ultimately into domestic terrorists. That's right. But first, what is anti-Semitism? Simple. It is a racist belief that Jews, because of heredity, are evil, greedy, corrupting, subversive, degenerate, etc., etc. Hitler believed this, so did the KKK and certain Christian identity and white supremacist groups. Such dehumanization of Jews is evil, unchristian, and un-American. On the other hand, if the actions of individual Jews, Jewish institutions, Jewish religious or secular leaders, or the nation Israel have been evil, then vehement criticism is not anti-Semitic. It is courageous and laudable. Certainly, the biblical prophets, including Christ, engage in vitriolic criticism of the sinful nation Israel and its false leaders. No one considers them to be anti-Semitic. Now, however, in its report on global anti-Semitism and global anti-Semitism report, the U.S. State Department ignores the above perspectives. Here's a list of beliefs or activities the U.S. government now considers to be anti-Semitic. Be ready for the list. Any assertion that the Jewish community controls government, the media, international business, and financial world is anti-Semitic. Strong anti-Israel sentiment is anti-Semitic. Virulent criticism of Israel's leaders, past or present, is anti-Semitic, according to the State Department. Anti-Semitism occurs when a swastika is portrayed in a cartoon decrying the behavior of past or present Zionist leaders. Thus, a cartoon that includes a swastika to criticize Ariel Sharon's brutal 2002 invasion of the West Bank, raining hellfire missiles on hapless Palestinian men and women and children, is anti-Semitic. Similarly, when Zionazi is used to describe Sharon's saturation bombing in Lebanon in 1982, killing 17,500 innocent refugees, that's also anti-Semitic. Criticism of the Jewish religion or its religious leaders or literature, especially the Talmud and the Kabbalah, is anti-Semitic. Criticism of the U.S. government and Congress for being under the undue influence by the Jewish Zionist community, including AIPAC, is anti-Semitic. Criticism of the Jewish Zionist community for promoting globalism, the New World Order, is anti-Semitic. Blaming Jewish leaders and their followers for inciting the Roman crucifixion of Christ is anti-Semitic. Diminishing the 6 million figure of Holocaust victims is anti-Semitic. Calling Israel a racist state is anti-Semitic. Asserting that there exists a Zionist conspiracy is anti-Semitic. Claiming that Jews and their leaders created the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia is anti-Semitic. Making derogatory statements about Jewish persons is anti-Semitic. Denying spiritually disobedient Jews the biblical right to reoccupy Palestine is anti-Semitic. By the way, Netanyahu is bidding to take over Ariel Sharon's spot because they think Ariel's gone too far in pulling out of the Gaza Strip. Alleging that the Mossad was behind the 9/11 attack is anti-Semitic. Now, anti-Semitism is a hate crime, folks. In the Global Anti-Semitism Report, State Department spokespersons Ambassador Edward O'Donnell and the head of the Office of Global Anti-Semitism, Ambassador Michael B. Kozak, defend the State Department's definitions. O'Donnell's statements states that he wants to end all anti-Semitism and other hate crimes, reveals that he considers anti-Semitism a hate crime. Presumably, he would like such a crime to be punished. Now, the scarier part about this, folks, is it may be under Homeland Security. Oh, you know, we were just going after people with funny-looking towels on their head. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
The criticism-free zone for Jews, and keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, I always make the distinction here. You know, if somebody ever asks you, you know, why are you being so anti-Jewish? Well, you should remind them that you're not being anti-Jew, that you're being anti-Zionist. Zionism is a political agenda of which they're hiding under the umbrella of being Jewish, and they're set to do anything that they damn well want to. And if you criticize them, what do they immediately do? Oh, you're anti-Semitic. No, because I criticize the Pope in Rome and the Catholic Church for allowing its predatory priests loose for hundreds of years on unsuspecting children does not make me anti-Catholic. Okay, so let's cease and desist here with painting everything with such a broad brush. I am not Jewish. Let me tell you something, folks. With anybody else, I've said this to lesbians and homosexuals and everybody, that nobody has to bear the burden of violence being perpetrated against them for their decisions in their life. But I will tell you this. If I saw a known Zionist standing on a street corner, spontaneously bursting into a ball of flame, I wouldn't send my dog across the street to pee on him to put him out. Is that anti-Semitism? No, because the guy's really not a Jew. Criticism-free zones for Jews, thus the Department of Anti-Semitism, plotted by the advised, by the way, by the B'nai B'rith and the ADL, is working to create a worldwide criticism-free zone. for Jews in the New World Order that is coming. This report ignores whether criticisms of matters Jewish are true. What must be defended are the sensitivities of the Jewish people, consequently relating such unflattering realities as the anti-Christian, anti-Gentile contents of the Talmud and the Kabbalah, Jewish origins of Bolshevism, Jewish dominance of Hollywood and the media, Jewish control of Congress through AIPAC, Zionist atrocities, and abrasiveness in the Middle East is anti-Semitic. It is hate. It does not matter that such facts can be easily and extensively documented, often from impeachable Jewish sources themselves, such as the Encyclopedia Judaica. All such anti-Semitism, this report says, is a scourge, an intolerable burden for which an increasingly interdependent world must be ended. Now, on the other hand, according to the U.S. State Department, there does exist some possibility that objective criticism of Israel and its leaders can be tolerated, that is, just as long as such criticism does not cross the line and become strong anti-Israel sentiment and virulent. Such criticism should not demonize Jews, Jewish religious or political leaders, or the state of Israel. However, what may be considered virulence or demonization by Zionists may be seen as nothing more than salty truth-telling by critics of Israel. Hypocritically, the State Department itself is not above demonizing strong critics of Israel in the most virulent terms as a plague or scourge on mankind. Now, the State Department's twisted definition of anti-Semitism provides exponential opportunities to persecute Bible-believing Christians, anti-war activists, Muslims, as well as publishers and broadcasters in the years ahead. In fact, by turning strong criticism of the American Zionist Coalition into anti-Semitism and other hate crimes, the State Department opens the door to eventually characterization of those who criticize Israel as not only anti-Semites, but also as domestic terrorists. This is how it could be done. Today, those who raise funds in America to support America's and Israel's terrorist enemies are arrested as domestic terrorists. But what if articulate Americans provided something else, potentially even more valuable to Israel's enemies? Strong criticism, say, of Israel? Such could weaken Israel's morally it could affect them in the sight of the world, giving justification to claims of her terrorist enemies. Should they also be punished, is the question. And a lot of people don't talk about this. You know, you'll see Charles Lindbergh. They're always talking about him flying the Atlantic in a single-engine plane to go to France, but there's never any real history here about Charles Lindbergh. As the Second World War was beginning in 1939, Charles Lindbergh was publicly critical of international Jews for America into a war to destroy Hitler. Lindbergh believed that Hitler should be allowed to do what he wanted to do most, move east and destroy Jewish communism in Russia. See, that's what they never, when you see these reruns of the Holocaust and stuff on the History Channel and all this, they never include this real history that happened here in this country. In 1944, for example, 30 Americans who agreed with Lindbergh were arrested for the crime of sedition, weakening America's resolve in the fight against fascism. Later, investigating the Freedom of Information Act revealed that the ADL, attempting to equate criticism of international Jews with Nazism, had entirely created the FBI case. Records revealed that the ADL was only warming up by pursuing sedition convictions against 30 innocent Americans. Their ultimate ambition was to imprison prominent critics of evil Jewish leaderships, especially Charles Lindbergh. Fortunately, the ADL's attempt to transform 30 critics of international Jews into Nazis failed when the judge died and the case was dissolved. Today, America and Israel are allies in the war on terror. Tomorrow, especially if the war on terror intensifies and America and Israel cooperate even more closely, criticism of America's ally in the war on terrorism may be construed as aiding and abetting the enemy. Such strong criticism or anti-Semitism may be seen not only as weakening Israel, but America itself. Turning millions of Americans into anti-Semites for criticizing Israel is thus a transition toward ADL's ultimate goal, making such persons enemies of the war on terror, that is, domestic terrorists. Now, Canada is already making anti-Semites into domestic terrorists. They're doing that right now in Canada. So it's not going to just halt at the border, folks. We're going to see it here. And think about this. Now, how insane is this? There's only 1.5% 1% of the American population that's Jewish. Now, how many of those are Zionists, we have no way of knowing. But we know there's large organizations out there that are against Zionism. These are Jews, folks. These are Bible-thumping their Bible, the Torah. These are conservative Jews, not here to reorganize or socially engineer in this country. They're just happier. They're tickled pink to be able to be in America, live the American dream. They're not upsetting the apple cart. They're not running politicians with their own agendas or anything else. What they are saying, and the news media will not cover this, is they are against Israel. They are against the Zionist because their own teachings say that the Jews shall not have their own state until their Messiah comes. That's out of their own teachings. But, of course, the United Nations, England, and with the help of the United States, Israel was created, and we see what it is. It's a militaristic state. Is this the state? Would Jesus approve of Ariel Sharon? I doubt it. Oh yeah, we're going to make a token pool out of Palestine. Yeah, it's the scorched earth policy, folks. Yeah, they're moving Israeli families out of the Gaza Strip, which they were there for 37 years, but they were still there illegally. But you know what they're doing with the property? They're not even leaving it to the Palestinians. They're mowing everything down. So the Palestinians get some scrub grass back, but the Jews are taking the building. And by the way, the United States is going to fork over money for those people's relocation from illegally gotten territory in Gaza for them to be moved. The United States is going to pay that. You know, is it any wonder that a lot of people in the Middle East right now are upset? Tons of them. Let's go back to the phones. Bill in New Jersey. Hello, Bill.
Hi, John.
Hi.
I almost fell asleep. I caught part of your last part here.
Well, gosh, I hope I don't go to sleep when you're talking.
Nah, I ain't feeling too well today.
Sorry.
If you go to a website called TrueTorahJews.com, they'll give you all the information you need about what the Zionists are doing in this country and how these people here, how the true Jews, feel about Israel.
Well, and there are many sites up there. New Chakardi has one. I've had Rabbi David Yisrael Weiss on this program. And I've got to bring him back because there is no American media that will touch these people with a 10-foot pole. I was lucky to get this in Haaretz newspaper a couple of months ago. They were running, who do you think the people that should be recognized and given awards here? Well, I read their list. I saw the Ariel Sharons and all these fine folks. And I simply sent them an email. And I said, well, I don't have one particular person to vote on. But I told them about New Chakardi in New York, and 10,000 of them fell out in the streets to protest Israel and the Zionist movement, and they didn't print that. So I sent them another email, and I said to them, I said, are you purposely leaving my email out? Because the organization of what I speak, these are not self-hating Jews.
Right.
When I made that statement, I don't know if somebody else evidently didn't read the previous post, but they put that on the website along with New Chakardi's website. So I imagine a lot of people in Israel got an eye-opener here about how the true Jews here in America feel about their country over there in Israel.
Well, in the website, it basically goes on to tell you that wherever land that they land in or they're a part of, their allegiance to that land, that comes out of the Torah, all right?
Right.
And the Talmud and all that is basically, I believe it's basically mostly Zionism. But the Zionists do to the real Jews, what I say real Jews, Orthodox and all that, is basically what the Mafia used to do in the Italian neighborhood to come around there and say, look, you got to give us so much money or your store's going to catch on fire. And they intimidate the Torah Jews that way. So that's the way I understand it. They have their way of intimidating these people into giving to the ADL and the rest of them organizations.
Well,
like
and I'll tell you what, Abe Foxman from the Anti-Defamation League would go a long way with ending discrimination against the supposed Jews if he would just make the distinction between Jews and Zionists. But the problem is, Abe Foxman is a Zionist himself.
Sure he is.
Hey, thanks for your call, Bill. Appreciate it. Ray, Mike, Roger, and Julius will get to your calls. More news and information right after this break.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
I'm glad my microphone wasn't open. I was just talking to my producer, making a comment about that song, by the way. At any rate, back to the phones here. Ray in Oregon. Hello, Ray.
Don,
yes,
been a long time. As you know, I'm a retired 67-year-old police sergeant who took back his sovereignty, who removed himself from the status of a 14th Amendment citizen. In 1999, I rescinded my driver's license. I've been traveling around without a driver's license since 99. In 2003, I rescinded my registration on one of my automobiles, a Jeep, and this year, 2005, I did the same thing with my Cadillac. When I went to renew my insurance with my insurance agent, he indicated that he could not renew it because of the fact that I don't have the automobiles registered. So I wrote to Progressive, one of the largest insurance companies in the country, who go by the name of Drive now, I believe, and I told them about my situation, and they responded to me. Here's some interesting news. I'd like to read a paragraph, short paragraph, as to the issue. It says, according to your letter, it was stated that your agent does not want to renew your covering without plates and license. Please note that your expired State of Oregon license back in 1999 is still acceptable to Progressive at this time. Although we have no guidelines for requiring the registration of vehicles in Oregon in order to provide coverage, since the policy is acceptable as written, we have not issued a non-renewal. The options available to you at this time are to deal with us directly by phone, mail, or email, or you may look for another agency. Now, this goes to this factor of having to have insurance. Well, I have insurance to protect myself, not to indemnify the state of Oregon, since they no longer own the automobile by virtue of the registration process. Now, as you know, I've also been convicted in an unlawful court procedure of being a paper terrorist, and I refused probation, and they threw me out anyway, out of jail.
They haven't come back since, have they?
No. Yeah. Since then, I've leaned the governor of the state of Oregon for $1 million, the attorney general of Oregon for $1 million, and the secretary of state of Oregon for $1 million. And part of the probation was that I do not communicate with these people, nor do I issue anything that can be construed as simulation of legal process. What I've done here
that's what they're doing, right? They're simulating legal process.
Precisely. Precisely. So I've done exactly what I was convicted for, and they're leaving me alone. Now, this ought to be a shout to the American people to say, wake up. Look what's happening. Here's what I'm suggesting we do. If you're not engaged in commercial activity, take back your license. Drop the driver's license. Drop the registration. And act as a sovereign citizen as you are, a member of the sovereign people. And have a class action suit against the various states for the fraud they have committed against the American people in this driver's license and registration scam, because it's only designed toward commercial activity while using the highways, which are publicly owned.
Yeah, what I can never figure out is why do you have to keep re-registering your car?
They need your signature to show consent.
Yeah, no, I understand that part, but what my point is that a car or plate should only be registered one time, and that's to the person that the car was originally sold to. And then the transference of that should be acceptable, but it's not. Every year, they're making you pay for tags, renewals, registration, you name it. And, of course, because of the no-fault insurance laws, which every state has adopted, I'm surprised Progressive is willing to still take your money without registration or driver's license. That shows me that they're more interested in the money. But evidently, these people are acting lawfully. They said it in that letter that, hey, we have no guidelines to the contrary, so yeah, absolutely, insure with us.
That's the point. That's the point. Until we got something in writing like that, everybody has stonewalled me. Nobody will answer any of my questions. This is the first time I got something in writing. And it's a steaming indictment of the system.
Now, Ray, imagine this story being told, you being a retired police sergeant, you turning in your driver's license, your refusal to register your vehicle, you're getting out, you're not saying that the state owns your car now, you own that car. Imagine if millions of people heard that message on any given day here in America, what the impact would be.
That's why I'm calling you, John.
Well, that's why I keep saying to people, help spread the message about this network and the information you're hearing. Otherwise, it's doing no good at all.
Right. For anybody who's interested in following what took place in my situation, they can go to my website. It's www.arkenterprises.com. They can follow the links, and they'll understand what it takes to stand up alone against the government and come out of it, because I've done it.
ArcEnterprises.com. Thank you, Ray.
You're welcome. I appreciate
it very much.
Bye-bye.
We'll take the break. We'll be right back. Mike, Roger, Julius, and Charles, we'll get your say in right after this.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio.
only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
Pain medication can't heal the cause of your pain, but what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after two compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years has gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Tell folks about a fantastic little shortwave radio we've run across, the KA-1103. It's the Kato 1103. Outstanding unit, folks. I don't want to spend a whole lot of time here because our phones are loaded and I haven't gotten to some of the information here on the program. Suffice it to say, we have a special on this radio. It's got more whiz-bangies, doodads, and whatever to go along with what should be on a shortwave radio, and the price is $110. The sensitivity of this thing is absolutely wonderful. It's got the system. It's got chargeable NiCad batteries in them, or you can run them on regular NiCad batteries, the chargeable batteries. Of course, it gives you an AC adapter. You can run your radio off of AC. You can use the batteries, whether they be NiCad or just regular alkalines. It is a fantastic radio, folks, with all the bells and the whistles on it. We'll forego the shipping on this first batch, the first case we got in. Go up to the website, rbnlive.com. Take a look at the store, the online store. Hit the shortwave radio section, and it will take you right to it, and you can read for yourself all the features that are on this. It is just unbelievable. This is a radio that should be costing hundreds of dollars more. But we're always looking out for you people out there that don't have a ton of money, or why should you give more money for a quality product? That's my basic bottom line. It's the KA-1103, the Kato. Give us a call here at 800-724-2719. We'll get you one of those out right away. Let me do this quickly. CNN whitewashes a dirty border problem. The CNN Mexico border article leaves much more to be said about one of America's most serious problems. The Controlled News Network, or CNN, is doing their usual whitewash job on the matter, never fully exposing a problem for what it is. It's almost miraculous that this story was made public in the first place. Their coverage is equivalent to tossing a dog, also known as the public at large, a bone to shut them up. CNN article is about a state of emergency declared by a governor in New Mexico and his concerns about problems there. Here's part of the statement made by Richardson, who was the first Spanish governor of New Mexico, to CNN, about declaring a state of emergency. He said, "My people on my side asked me to take this step, and I've done so reluctantly," he told CNN. "As governor, I have to protect the people I represent." The real translation of that? I want to be reelected. Clearly, his sentiments are with helping illegals enter the country. For what other reason would he be reluctant? What governor in his right mind and worth his salt would wait this long to act? Now, Richardson should have declared the emergency more than 10 years ago, but now he probably sees his tax base and future reelection threatened. People are leaving the state and emergency rooms have closed. When the flood of illegals into New Mexico threatens economic solvency, then of course it becomes a matter which grabs attention. Richardson's actions are too little too late, and he surely knows that. Yet we are told by Bush via the controlled media that all is well, even though nothing is further from the truth. After all, it is the traitor Karl Rove who publicly boasted, "We create what reality is." We have been told how Homeland Security has been increasing forces on the border after a recent executive order signed by Bush, yet nothing tangible has been done, and it won't be. It's just another act of theater circulated not to irritate Vicente Fox. Now, the truth about the border, a U.S. Border Patrol agent's testimony. A Border Patrol agent from the INS was interviewed on another network show several months ago, and he described the illustrious career as the agency as follows. He said, "I joined the patrol many years ago because I felt I could make a difference. After training, I was assigned to the Mexican border. How wrong I was. Shortly after starting there, I learned the insane truth about it. There are Mexicans and other than Mexicans we call OTMs, meaning other than Mexicans. The Mexicans know if they get caught, all that happens is they are deported. However, the OTMs are different. These come from Colombia, Afghanistan, Iraq, etc. When they cross the border, if you catch one, you will have 2 hours of paperwork, then are given the appearance ticket for the court hearing and released into America's population. They don't show up, of course, for court because they know they'll lose the case. So what happens now is if you see an OTM coming towards you out of the brush, you run the other way so that these people won't have to walk through miles and miles of desert. They carry cell phones and call 911. The sheriff shows up and arrests them. Then he turns them over to us, and we do the paperwork and release them anyway. That's the game that's played." I mean, Chertoff, Homeland Security, says, "Oh, yes, yes, we're looking into this problem because it has a lot of people upset. And, well, we're looking at putting 1,000 more Border Patrol agents on the border next year." Folks, just in Mexico alone, or in New Mexico, I should say, Little Mexico, there's about 4 million in that state alone, 4 million illegals coming over the borders. And that includes Mexicans and the OTMs, other than Mexicans. So they're looking at it real hard, folks. And they know, and you know why they're doing this right now? Because they know, oh, that's right, that volunteers are going to be out there again starting in October. It's just a month and a little bit of time away here. The Minutemen will be back out in force. They know this. And statements are being made right now. "Well, we don't need amateurs out there." Well, yes, you do. Because the government, the federal government that's in charge of doing this or securing the border, is not doing their job. So we as good conscientious Americans, we don't want to see lawbreaking going on, felonies to boot. We're going to be out there, folks. And we're going to be out there with radios, turning the illegals into the Border Patrol as they come across. Not armed to the teeth, not sitting out there with M60 tanks or machine guns to mow those illegals down. No, these people are going to be armed with radios and binoculars to turn them in to the Border Patrol. See, this is another thing they don't really like to talk about. These aren't vigilantes out there. It's not some homegrown group of armed vigilantes out because they're just disgusted with illegal immigrants in this country. No, these are very sane, very patriotic Americans, not duty-bound to do violence to anybody. But, of course, the news doesn't really play that up. They just call them vigilantes. Well, the root word of vigilante is vigilant. Check your dictionary. Mike in Arizona. Hello, Mike.
John, I don't know where to start.
At the beginning.
Okay, very good. On this global anti-Semitism act that Bush signed,
yes.
Where would I find that on the Internet?
You can go. This is from Ted Pike. That's been on his program before.
Mm-hmm.
He does not. There's not a website on this. The only thing I got when he emailed this to me was his email, and that's newsletter at Hate Law. Oh, here we go. Here's his website: hatelawexposed.org. Hatelawsexposed.org.
Hate Laws with an S?
Yes.
Laws. Hatelawsexposed.org.
.org. Yeah.
Okay, very good. Well, you know, it's kind of odd because I was waiting for you to touch on this because I had called up and wanted to congratulate you about the show you had a week or so ago with Jack Otto where you were exposing some of these imposters and things. And, you know, I made a few notes here and some things. From what I understand, if you look in the Bible, the Semitic people, they are descendants of Shem. And so the true Semites are actually Arabs and not these Khazar imposters.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess when you're the State Department, then you can turn around and make whatever definition that you want.
Well, and people are ignoring, and this is a fact. I mean, they run a lot of the major news outlets in this country, a lot of the major newspapers. They own Hollywood. They AIPAC and the crew own Washington, D.C. Now, you talk about things like that, and you're immediately labeled an anti-Semitic. Look, I'm looking at it this way. Undue influence from a very small population group inside the United States is a no-no in my book. So even right there, not saying anything more, it's something that should be investigated and not protected. And this is fascinating to me because the true Jews that live in this country aren't not trying to dismantle this country. They're very much for the Constitution. They're very much for the Bill of Rights. They're very much for America. But these people get no press time, and we're talking about thousands and thousands and thousands upon thousands of Jews in this country that feel this way, that know that Zionism is a ruse. They know it's a political game that's being played, and these people can do whatever they want to whomever they want, and immediately when they're criticized, they hop under this umbrella that you're being anti-Semitic. No more than I'm being anti-Catholic for going after some predatory priest that raped your kid.
That's for sure. You know, I'd like to maybe steer some people to some different websites. There was a gentleman, his name is Alfred Lilienthal, and he is Jewish, and he wrote a book called The Zionist Connection back in the 70s, and it's about 700-800 pages, and he goes all into the history of who owned the land and who's been there, and goes all the way up through, you know, the Nixon, Ford, Carter administration and the creation of Israel. And he's got about 20 or 30 chapters of this book on his website. It's alfredlilienthal.com. The last name is Lilienthal. Now, one of the interesting chapters in there, it's called Terrorism, the Double Standard, and he goes down there and explains about all the terrorism that Israel's done, but nobody ever seems to want to talk about. For instance, there was a ship in international waters in the Mediterranean. It was called the Schiersberg, and it was owned by Euroatom, a consortium of the European atomic powers, and it had a shipment of 200 tons of uranium on it, and it was hijacked by the Mossad in the late 60s, And then it turned up in Israel several years later with a new crew, a new paint job, a new name, and no uranium. And this is just one of the things, but we all hear all about the Akali Laurel and Abu Abbas and everything, and it's just unfortunate. Another website would be cnionline.org. It's run by Representative Paul Findlay, and he was a 22-year member of the House of Representatives, and he wrote a book called They Dare to Speak Out, and he spells out about the power that AIPAC has.
Right.
And that not only do they control the Congress, they control the President, the State Department, the Department of Defense, and the universities. And
all the news, all the movies that you see, all the propaganda that you see, you know, you're finding more and more. If you've been noticing, more of the programming on television is anti-Christian, more and more of it. You know, who was behind pulling the Ten Commandments out of the building? Judge Roy Moore's Supreme Court building was none other than Morris Sleaze and the ADL. Well, I mean, what is this telling people? And I'll tell you something else, and I got to let you go. The ADL will not come after me. I broadcast every single day. We started a network here. They will not come after me because there's an old saying that no matter if it's good or bad, exposure is necessarily is a good thing. Well, the ADL won't come after me because they know that I know the difference between anti-Semitism, Zionism, and true Jewry. They know that I know the difference. They will not make an example of me because they would lose and lose big time. And I could probably get the support of every Jewish organization in New York if they did so. They know that.
Yes. And on this CNI online, they're working up a new bill. It's called the FLORA Act, F-L-O-R-A. It's the Foreign Lobby Registration Act, and it's aimed directly at AIPAC to get them to register as a foreign lobby. And I wonder if this has anything to do with this new anti-Semitism act and things. And
it very well could be. The transparency, as I've been saying this past week, is absolutely nil as far as our government goes. So you don't know what it is until it lands on your shoulders. Hey, thanks for your call, Mike. Appreciate it. Is Blair off to join $30 billion world elite? Tony Blair is expected to join one of the most exclusive groups of businessmen in the world after he leaves Downing Street. Hope he takes the memos with him. The PM is being lined up for a highly lucrative position with the Carlyle Group, an American-based investment giant with strong links to the White House and the defense industry. The firm has been nicknamed the ex-president's club because it has a host of former world leaders on its books, including George Bush Sr., his former Secretary of State, James Baker, and former British Prime Minister, John Major. There's also a large number of former U.S. Army top brass. Mr. Blair has been keeping quiet about his plans after his departure from No. 10 Downing Street, which could be as early as 2007, according to some labor insiders. But sources in the city have revealed that he is seriously considering a high-profile role with Carlyle, which manages $30 billion of investments worldwide. The job, by the way, could net Mr. Blair up to £500,000 a year for only a few days' work a month, giving speeches and making networking trips on behalf of the company. The move... Jeez. How much more ridiculous does this whole scenario have to get before people are going, you know, wait a minute, I've had enough of this. I've had enough of these politicians and the pandering, you know, the military-industrial complex, all the people that are getting rich off of everybody else's death. When's it going to stop? Back to the phones, Roger in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, thanks, John.
Yeah.
Yeah, only if time, I'd like to ask Casey another question, but more important, and by the way, the police sergeant was delightful. I just only wanted to add to that is that there's also several self-insurance methods, either with a surety bond, which isn't attractive to most people, and I wasn't exactly...
Most of the states recognize that as being financial, financial responsibility.
Yeah, okay. But Desi a few weeks back sort of simulated a surety bond, which didn't sound totally wholesome. But
who?
Desi, your previous Thursday entree. But that didn't sound totally square, simulating a surety bond. It went through, but sounds a little dodgy. Anyway, but then there's also the various religious groups that have self-insurance arrangements, et cetera, so that's other possibilities. And in theory, you should, like, say, be able to have a vehicle just on your property, like many farm vehicles are, and you should be able to get insurance, you know, without having any plates, registration, any of that. And,
right.
And that could extend to going on the road, as many of these vehicles do, like
yeah.
in Pennsylvania.
Okay. I can insure you, Roger, through an insurance company, and you'd never even know about it.
Yeah.
Anybody
oh, yeah.
can insure anything on this planet if they got the money to do it.
Yeah, I'm just saying there's other alternatives. Anyway, more importantly, and only if time for the other thing, was I'd like to share with many of your listeners how they can save $100 a year each and every year in a way that they'll feel extremely good about. And then I'm not asking but begging them to send the first year's savings yesterday onto the network because, frankly, John, if this network doesn't only survive but expand, then that would be an intolerable vacuum in the
I am not, as I stated before, Roger, I'm not in this certainly for the money, not for the ego, not for the notoriety. I see a lot of people out there that parade around as being patriots, and you have to sometimes wonder if it's not more about them than it is this country. As long as I remain true to that, good things will happen. And we, yeah, you're right, not just survive. We need to expand in a big way because there's nobody else out there doing the job that we're doing, quite frankly.
And frankly, if you want to be a nitpicker, and I got nits I've been saving up for over a year, and I'll get to those eventually, or if you want to join the naysayers, fine. But you can do that again a few months or a year from now. The important thing is to keep the network going. Now, here's the deal on this savings is not many people, you know, I'll bet a good quarter or so of your listeners anyway, still pay anywhere from $180 to $250 a year for that so-called local newspaper where the money goes right into the pockets of the Illuminati One Worlder burgers.
That's right.
Now, and some of these people have to get the paper, no doubt. Others, you know, they just can't live without the crossword puzzle or whatever. Fine. But here's what you do. And you don't realize, here's the problem. The newspapers have been hemorrhaging subscribers for years now. They're desperate for subscribers, which they need for the advertising, which is their major source of revenue.
Right.
So you cancel that paper, and inside of a week or two or as much as a month or so at the most, they will call you up, and they will accept your offer to take only 50% of the price you've been paying for that subscription.
That's right.
And so that's very important to know. You can do that every year, or you can work out an arrangement with your neighbor or whatever it takes. You suffer through that inconvenience for a few weeks maybe, and maybe do it every year with a swap arrangement with your neighbor.
Right.
And you can alternately cancel and resubscribe, et cetera. They might just take the 50% every year because they really need the subscribers.
I got to move, Raj.
Harry Miller, please. Or...
No, I can't. No, we've foregone the last break. I've got a ton of callers here left, and I got to get to them. It's an open phone Friday. Thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Yeah, the Austin Un-American Statesman down here keeps calling me up, and they want me to subscribe. And the first thing out of my face, why would I want to subscribe to your communist newspaper? Julius in Arizona. Hello, Julius.
Hello, John.
Hi.
I'll be quick. I have another fundraising idea for you guys, and it's also an activist thing, and it ties in with this insane eminent domain that's going on since the Supreme Court opened their foolish mouths recently.
Mm-hmm.
There is a billboard that's been designed. It's on a website, and it's very clear and self-explanatory. I recommend you might want to think about going there. I think what we need to do is all of us get together and figure out a way to raise funds for a project. I realize the boardwalk in Daytona Beach, Florida is now being threatened, as well as this original location that where these people are thrown out of their homes. And the billboard is really cute. It gets to the point. We need to put a billboard to the entrance and exit of every one of these towns that consider eminent domain. We need to leave the billboard up long enough that the real estate and business interests really get it, that we're not backing off as a country on this issue. And any state or county or city government that tries to pull this eminent domain and hand stuff over to corporation, they get hammered. We cut off their convention business. We don't buy property there. We avoid that place like a plague. The website is simple. It's ncc1776.com.
Say that again?
It's the website of a little activist libertarian paper called the Libertarian Enterprise. I believe it's NCC, it might be a dash, 1776.com. There's a wonderful piece of artwork there by the resident artist, okay. Scott Pieser.
Okay.
And take a look at it, and I think you ought to get Scott on or one of the other activists at that site to talk about this. I'd be glad to talk about it. It's simple. It's straightforward. The American people get that issue. It's something we want to think about maybe pushing.
All right. Well, do me a favor, Julius. Just hang on a second. The producer will take you down and get your phone number.
Sure.
All right?
Thank you.
Thank you. Let's go to Charles in Louisiana. Hello, Charles.
How you doing, Mr. John?
Hi.
I missed the first part of the show. I was giving out the tape, Beyond Treason. I brought it to some the vets, the nurses of the vets and all that. They was very impressed with it. But anyway, I was thinking like this. If people's really, the ones that call in here, you know, maybe if we all took a pledge. I know the people, a lot of people call in and don't do nothing, but they like to call. But if we could all just get a newspaper ad, let you run it from state to state, putting a website, what we're doing, and telling the people you're not getting the truth from the media, go to this website. Put your website on there. Now, all the callers are calling here. I don't know how many people donate or do anything. I don't know. I'm not judging nobody. But if they're not going to fight, if they're not going to help you fight, we really don't need their opinion, don't you think?
Well,
I mean, really, truthfully.
A lot of people are saving up for when we need them the most.
I know. Well, they're being sprayed. They've got the kids on Prozac. Of course, they got the soap operas. I mean, but they call in with good advice and all that. But they need to put $4 or $5 where their mouth is, and they can really feel like they're real patriots.
You didn't hear the beginning of the program because I said that we're starting a superstore. It's going to be called republictradingpost.com, and we're going to have about 10,000 items. And, right. You know, not everybody, everybody's got a shortwave radio and an aeronizer, or if you don't, you need one. Water filtration, that sort of stuff. But there's products that we buy every day or every week.
Yeah.
And what would be the difference if you purchased it from those guys that you know where the money's going after it leaves your hand? It goes right into the corporation. But we'll do the same products, and we'll discount those products, and the profit will go to help grow this network.
Well, people are not concerned about that, John. I mean, they want to get their, they like these programs until it's gone. People,
they think they can just move down the dial to catch another one.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I've heard what's out there.
Yeah.
If I was just a listener, I'd be listening to this network, and I wouldn't be listening to any other one.
But they don't appreciate it, see, John? They don't even know what freedom's about, really. They think you got an idea. You're out there every day trying to do it, trying to survive. But they'll call, we'll get this book. You know, put your money where your mouth is. Do something. Get tapes. Do something. Put an ad in the paper. But just don't sit there. John?
You know what? I think that's a good idea, and we'll probably put that on the website next week. We'll just make a simple little ad that people can take a look at it. That they can take out in their newspapers about not listening or reading the controlled news or listening to it on TV. And, we can do that.
Hey. Yeah, well, I'm trying to do it in Louisiana.
Well, Charles?
Thank you for everything you're doing, John. We love you. I do anyway. I say, I got faith in you, and thank you for what you're doing, my friend.
Well, it's never going to change. We'll keep going as long as we can.
Yes, sir, I know that.
Thank you, Charles.
God bless you.
Appreciate it. That'll do it for us today, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't get around to the U.S. military. Working down in Paraguay, the Republican congressman or the neocon shrinks to purge National Security Agency. And we will do these stories next week. Don't worry. The news is still going to be fresh. We'll see you Monday. God bless.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. but you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.